The Mishnah Masech, the Yuma, Daf Samach Vav Amin Aleph, begins to teach us the Seder HaAvoida of the Sar LaAzazel. And the Mishnah says, Bola Etzel Saram Shtaleach, the Kayin Gadol approaches the Sar that was designated to be the Sar HaMshtaleach, the Sar LaAzazel, the Samach Shtay Yadav Olav, and he puts his two hands on top of this animal umisvada, and he says a vidui. The kachoy oim, and the Mishnah continues and says, what would he say? On Hashem, chotu avu poshul fanecha amcha beis Yisrael. On Hashem, kapanol chatoim lavoinus l'pshuim, shechoto v'sheavu sheposhul fanecha amcha beis Yisrael. Kekosu besoris moisha avdecha leimor, kibiyoim azeh yichapa aleichel mitar eschem mikol chatoi seichem, Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. And continues the Mishnah, the Kohanim Ba'am Ha'imdim Ba'azara, all those who would stand in the Azara, Kshayim Hashem HaMepharish Yotzim Pi Kohen Gadol, when they would hear the shame being pronounced by the Kohen Gadol, Ha'yukayim Mishtach V'Noifim L'Pneim, would all bow down, V'Oimrim Baruch Shem K'vayim Chusel O'ilam V'od, and say Baruch Shem K'vayim Chusel O'ilam V'od. Posh Pshat, the Mishnah is teaching us that when the name of Hashem was announced, that was the time that everybody would bow down and say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Alayim Avod. The Farshim actually ask if that is indeed the halacha, that when the Shem Hashem is mentioned, one needs to bow down. So we find that there are other times that the name of Hashem is mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't bow down. So, for example, by Nesias Kapayim. So one pshat that I saw is that on Yom Kippur, the Shem Hashem that was mentioned was the Shem Hashem that's spelled with the Mem Beis Oishis, with the 42 letters. Only when that Shem Hashem is mentioned is there a halacha that everyone must bow down. But when the Shem Hashem of Dalet Oishis, the other Shem Hashem is mentioned, there is no need to bow down. Another pshat that I saw is that the halacha is that when Nesias Kapayim takes place, the halacha is it has to be ponim al ponim. The Kohanim have to face the people in the audience. Since the Kohanim have to face the people in the audience, so not everybody's facing the same direction. Only on Yom Kippur, when everyone is facing the same direction, then is there a halacha that everyone must bow down when the Shem Hashem is mentioned. Whereas the rest of the year, when it's not the Shem, when they're not all facing in the same direction, the halacha is that we don't bow down. Another pshat that I saw, and it's really based on what the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim says, and I saw other mefarshim follow the same pshat. If we look at the words of the Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah are, V'kahanim v'am ha'im ne'ba'azara, k'sha'yoshayim s'shem ha'mefarish, Shuyotz v'pi Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah uses Shuyotz v'pi Kohen Gadol, and it came out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol. Shouldn't the Mishnah have used the words Kishari Kohen Gadol Oimer when the Kohen Gadol said the Shem Hashem? So they want to say that the Shem HaMepharish that emanated from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol didn't even express the words, didn't articulate the words. They came out by themselves. Only when the Shem HaMepharish is in such a situation that it comes out by itself, that's when the halacha is that bowing down has to take place. Any other time when it doesn't come out by itself, it's when the Kohen Gadol expresses it himself, then there is no need to bow down and say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoy Lo'olam V'od. I saw a very nice chat. Why specifically at this moment did everybody bow down and say Vidui? Because at this moment they recognized what it means to say the Shem Hashem. They realized what it means to say Shem Hashem. And they came to the recognition that perhaps all year round, when they pronounced the Shem Hashem, they didn't pronounce it that way. They didn't announce it properly. And that's why, at this point, they realized that they need to say Vidui, they need to do tshuva on the way we pronounce the Shem Hashem all year round. And this is the makar for our minig, that in Yom Kippur, when we daven Musaf and the Shem Hashem is mentioned by the Baal Tefillah, the minig is that everybody bows down and says, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Alaylam Vod. Although, the Gra, if we look at the Hagos Hagra here on the side of the Gemara, the Hagos Hagra takes out this entire piece from the Mishnah. And it seems that he didn't have the Girsa that they should bow down when they said the Shem Hashem on that when the Shem Hashem was pronounced on Yom Kippur. But it seems that most Rishonim and Achronim have this Nusach in the Mishnah. If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchus Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Kol Kahanim Va'am Ha'odim Ba'azara Shem Shoymas Hashem HaMefarish, when they heard the Shem HaMefarish, Yotze V'Pikoyin Gol B'Kdusha V'Tahara, Ha'yukar M'shtach V'Noifel Apneim, Vayim Baruch Shem K'vayim Achus Elayel Ved, Shnema K'shem Hashem Ekra Hava Goydol Heinu. The Rambam connects the Haskaras Hashem to the Vidui. So Rambam calls this halacha, that they bow down when they heard the same Hashem. But as I pointed out, it's interesting to note that the Rambam seems to connect the halacha very much to the vidui. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Reish Chaf Aleph Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, "B'musaf Oymashliach Tzibur Seder Avoida Haga V'noyegin Lipa Apneim Sha'omrim." The minig is to fall on one's face when the Baal Tefillah says V'kahana V'am Gam Balena Shabeach, and the Ramah says so is our minig to fall by Lina Shabeach, says the Ramah Avashlich Tzibur Oser Lekam M'koyme B'shas Tefillah. We know that Shlich Tzibur is not allowed to move when he's saying the Chazaras Hashatz K'dei Lipal Aponav V'yesh Limchas B'yad O'isukein. And that's why the minig is that the Baal Tefillah does fall down, but the minig is that the Baal Tefillah stands in a way, they have the Baal Tefillah stand in a way that either there's some separation between him and the shtender, another shtender, or the shtender can be moved back, so he could stand still and still fall without having to move. I did, however, see that Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskins that if it wasn't set up that way, and for the only way for the Baal Tefillah to be able to fall koirim is by moving, he considers it soirech atfilah and may be moved. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the halacha that we learn in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, teaches us that grass or different material should be put on the floor, because the halach is that one is not allowed to fall flat on a stone floor unless there's some sort of a mechitza, chatzitza. They put out grass. And the halach, however, is if that wasn't put out, one could use his talus that he's wearing as a mechitza between him and the stone floor. This minig of falling kairim is quoted in the Mata Ephraim in Simin Tov Reish Chof Aleph Sif Yur Aleph. And the Mata Ephraim says, Yesh l'dadik v'loy meseda avoyde b'shove im matzibur. He says one should be careful to say the avoyde of the Musaf on Yom Kippur together, to stay up to date together with the rest of the tzibur. K'dei shi'chaven akri shekoyim b'kahana v'am b'eish shatzibur oimim sham v'yikri imoim. It's important to keep up to the same place as the rest of the tzibur. So when everybody falls koyim, you should fall koyim at the same time. Mash'enken, he says, k'sh'oim l'at l'at v'moim b'mosu. Because I'm a lot of you saying it slowly, you won't be at the same point where they up to. And however, says the Mata Ephraim, the Oimba Mosim, if you're saying it slowly, you don't get there where everybody else is up to it. You should say it with them. Af shuloy agai higia dain sham. You should four kairim, even if you're not up to that. Vim hatzibur oimus seida amitz koyach voimer at the kananta. We know that there are two minhagim for the seida avoida. Nusach svar says at the kananta. Nusach Ashkenaz says amitz koyach. And therefore, let's say you're davening in a shul that davens nusach svar, but your minig is to daven nusach Ashkenaz. So you're saying amitz koyach, and they're saying at the kananta. And therefore, it's hard to be at the same place at the same time. Afa became still says the Mata Ephraim, you should try to keep up with them as much as possible. And if you didn't keep up, still yichrim at Sibra. And the Elif Lamata explains why. He explains that because just like the halacha is, that in Simen Choftes, the halacha is that if somebody comes to shul and they're saying Moedim, even though you're not up to Moedim, you should bow down with everybody else, because it shouldn't look like everybody else is bowing down and you're not. So too here, it's critical that one should bow down at the same time that the tzibur is bowing down, because it shouldn't look like they're bowing down and you're excluding yourself. So that's why he says one should be careful to fall kairim at the same time as everyone else. The Baal Tefillah and the entire community should all fall kairim at the exact same time. There's a tshuva, and the Shaila's a tshuva smarshad, Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Zayin, that discusses this minig of the tzibur bowing down at the same time or a different time than the entire community. And the Rashak says that in his community, actually the minig was that first the tzibur bowed down and then the Baal Tefillah bowed down. I was thinking, what was the origin of that minig? Maybe the origin of that minig is because the Sfas Emes makes a very interesting observation. If we look in the Mishnah says the Kahanim va'am ha'omdim ba'azorah. The Kahanim and the people standing in the Azorah, Shai Shoyim, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say Shem Hashem, ha'yikarim. The Mishnah doesn't speak about the Kohen Gadol himself. So it seems, the Sfas Emes points out, that the Baal Tefillah, the Kohen Gadol himself, did not bow down. So to show that in the Azorah, the Kohen Gadol didn't bow down, they didn't all bow down at the same time. The minhag became that the tzibur bowed down at one first, and then the Kohen Gadol, and then the Baal Tefillah bowed down. The Marshag discusses the issue that we just mentioned. Isn't it inappropriate that one shouldn't bow down at the same time that everyone else is bowing down? The halach that we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chav Tes, says the Marshak,
That halacha is speaking about a very specific situation. He says that halacha is speaking about a situation where there's an individual that walks into the shul, and the entire shul is falling for Maidim, and he isn't. So he looks like he's excluding himself. Highly inappropriate. So that's what halacha is, that he should bow down at that time. However, here, we're not referring to such a situation where one person is excluding himself. It's the entire tzibur that's bowing down at one time and batfil at another time. So that concern doesn't exist. So it seems that the Marshag would agree to one point, that an individual should certainly not bow down at a different time. But the Marshag says that the tzibur and the batfilah should bow down at different times. He isn't so bothered with that. But it's interesting to point out that even though the Marshag, as we just quoted, gives a very good explanation why this shouldn't be an issue, the Marshag himself says that he changed the minig in his community to indeed have that everybody should fall kairim at the exact same time. But that is a question that comes up. What happens if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos? Does the tzibur fall kairim or not? Interestingly, in some communities, everybody falls kairim. But the Eish Avram from the B'chach Rav, here in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Reish Chav Aleph, says that the minhag is not to fall kairim when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. And the Kozma Gareba has actually, in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, three tshuvos on this issue. In Or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Dalid, and in Or Chaim Simen Reish Samach Hei and Reish Samach Vav, saying that the minig of his great-grandfather, the Rechaim of Sanz, was not that only the Baal Tefillah fell kairim on Yom Kippur, and not the rest of the tzibur. And why? So one explanation, and this is what it seems is the explanation that the Eish Avram gives. The Gemara here on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis teaches us Yesh Erev Vaitzah L'Shabbos V'Ein Erev Vaitzah L'Yom Kippurim. That there is an opinion that on Yom Kippur there is no Isser to carry. This Isser carrying only applies in Shabbos. Furthermore, when we learned the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn Masechta Beya, there are many opinions that hold that the Issa Muksa is connected to the Issa Haitzah. So now we can understand. We just quoted the Mishnah Berurah earlier this year that the minig was that they would put out grass on the floor of the shul for four in kairim. That grass may be muksa. If that grass is muksa, so on Yom Kippur, we're not concerned about muksa. Because just like the Gemara says, there is no issur of carrying on Yom Kippur, there is no issur muksa on Yom Kippur. But on Shabbos, there is an issur muksa. So since on Shabbos, there's an issur muksa, that's why on Shabbos, we don't fall to avoid maybe touching the grass. The problem with that pshat is that this minig, as we said a moment ago, does have the Baal Tefillah falling kairim on Yom Kippur. And now the question is, if it has the Baal Tefillah falling kairim on Yom Kippur, why? If anything, and especially, is as we quoted the Sfas Emes, if anything, the Baal Tefillah should be the last one to fall, because from our Mishnah, as the Sfas Emes pointed out, it seems that everybody fell besides the Baal Tefillah. So if anything, if we're going to have somebody not fall on Shabbos, when Shabbos is Yom Kippur, it ought to be the Baal Tefillah. And yet this minig has the Baal Tefillah falling and not anyone else. So the Klaus Magareba in Simet Ayin Dalit has a whole different explanation for this mini that would also answer this question. He says as follows. What are you supposed to do? What is a person supposed to do when he falls Kairim on Yom Kippur? He says what a person is supposed to do when he falls Kairim on Yom Kippur is say Vidui. That's the moment that each one of us should say a Vidui when we fall Kairim on Yom Kippur. But we know that when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we don't say Tachnunim. That's why we know the halacha is that when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, only by Ni'ilah. But the rest of Yom Kippur, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. So in order to avoid people saying Tachnunim when they're not supposed to say, Shabbos Yom Kippur, we don't fall Kairim, because that should make sure that we won't say the Tachnunim that may not be said on Shabbos. However, says the Klaus Magareba, the Baal Tefillah is never allowed to say Tachnunim when he falls Kairim. Because saying Tachnunim when he falls Kairim would represent a hefsek in the middle of Hishmon Esrei. He's in the middle of the Chazar Shashatz. And of course, in the middle of the Chazar Shashatz, one may not be mafsik. So the concern that Tachnunim may be said on a day that Tachnunim may not be said only applies to the Tzibur. It doesn't apply to the Baal Tefillah, because the Baal Tefillah never says Tachnunim. Since the Baal Tefillah never says Tachnunim, we can let him fall Kairim on Yom Kippur. But there may be another pshat. It's very interesting to point out. We all know that there are a number of elements to tshuva. There's Azivas Achet, Vidui, and Kabbalah Lahaba, as we'll still learn in Mitzvah and our Masechta. If we look in our Mishnah, as our Mishnah teaches us the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol, the Tshuva of the Kohen Gadol, there's a very important element missing. There's no statement about Kabbalah Lahaba. So the fact that there's no statement about Kabbalah Lahaba recognizes that this Vidui, this tshuva is not your regular tshuva. Now it's also very nice. The Kohen Gadol, who's saying a very different type of vidui than the rest of us, because we all say a vidui that includes in it, we all say a regular vidui, a vidui that includes in it a Kabbalah Lahaba, so that perhaps should not be said on Shabbos. However, the Kohen Gadol, whose vidui is a different vidui altogether. So his kairim is a different kairim. And as we said when we quoted the Rambam at the beginning of our shir, that the Rambam very much connects the vidui, connects the falling, not so much to the Shem Hashem, but very much to the vidui, so that now we understand. Since his vidui is a very different vidui than everyone else's vidui, it makes sense that the Kohen Gadol, represented by the Baal Tefillah, he could fall, the rest of us who have the standard vidui should not fall Kairim on Yom Kippur, which falls on Shabbos. But as I said, this is very much connected to many. There are no many places. I saw a Vadi Yosef and a Sefer Chazon Nevadja who says that he feels that just like we fall Kairim when Yom Kippur comes out during the week, we should similarly fall Kairim when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos.